Hello and welcome to the brand new Daily Dits podcast. A peek behind the curtain, if you will, to showcase what our amazing military are up to around the forces world. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell, and it's Monday, the 1st of June. I cannot believe we are pretty much halfway through the year now. Where on earth has 2026 gone? Well, I am super excited to kickstart the Daily Dits today by heading to the Rock of Gibraltar. Our Jacob Dyer is over there at the moment for his very first overseas stint with BFBS. So he must be getting stuck into all the action. And to tell me a little bit more on the pod today, it's Mr. Jacob Dyer. Hello.
Hello, happy Monday. It's the first day of summer.
First day of summer. Saying that though, we've had some heat waves here in Germany where I'm based. So has it been quite warm for you in Gibraltar?
It has. It's 28 degrees today, which I'm not complaining about. And it has been warmer in the UK. So that is slightly annoying. But it's been lovely. Yes, it's been very nice.
Oh, so you've been quite busy. You've taken yourself aboard a Navy vessel, haven't you?
Yeah, I went on board HMS Stirling Castle last week, which was great. I'd never been on a Navy ship before, so it was very exciting.
So just to point out, it was a ship and not a boat, right?
Yes, it was. I believe so. I wouldn't be able to tell you what the difference was, or I don't know if it's just something that you cannot say, but no, it was definitely a ship.
You've just got to be careful with your terminology around the Navy. They are very protective over the terminology. I learned that the hard way, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a bit. But what is it that you've been up to?
Yes, so like I said, I was fortunate enough to go on board, had a tour of the vessel, and also it was quite a special evening. They were holding a reception drinks with a lot of important people from across the Rock of Gibraltar, and they were doing a memorandum of understanding because HMS Stirling Castle has become the first warship ever to be associated with the Rock of Gibraltar. So it was quite a big thing. Memorandums of understanding have been a thing on UK bases. At UK bases, Navy ships have been associated with a specific place, but it's never happened in overseas territories. So they're starting to roll that out now. And Gibraltar got one last week.
Oh, wow. So it feels like you were there for like history in the making almost. What was it like to actually be on board the ship? Because am I right in thinking that you are based in Brize Norton? So actually, you've swapped aviation for naval vessels. What was it like to be on a ship?
It was great. So my dad's in the army, and ever since I've been based at Brize, I've been saying to him, oh, you know, I think the RAF is better than the army. I think it's got cooler stuff. But now I'm like, I think the Navy's cooler. So I think they're all awesome. But it was really exciting to, like you say, be on a ship. And I was kind of there wearing two hats, you see. So I was there doing the media stuff, got to interview the commander, but then also I separately got the invite to go on board for the reception. So basically, I don't know how it happened, but I was chatting in the mess with some of the guys from Stirling Castle, and they invited me on board for the drinks reception. So I was there in two capacities, and it was great to do the work and then also get invited in a personal capacity as well.
See, with BFBS, it's never about what you know, it's who you know, 100%. And the cool stuff that we get to do just by chatting to people is fairly exciting and fairly brilliant. So what was it like to speak to the commander?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was a little bit nervous that I would end up saying the wrong thing. But thankfully, I didn't call a ship a boat, which was a good start, but it was great. So Commander Phil Harper has just got so much experience within the Navy, commanding different vessels, and he's actually been based in Gibraltar previously as well. So I could tell that he was very happy to be back here, and also he just wanted to show off his ship as well. Like, it is such a beauty. It's got such a unique history as well, because the vessel used to be a commercial vessel and it was bought by the Royal Navy, so it's kind of different to any other navy ship out there, and it was really exciting to chat about some of the differences, as well as the memorandum of understanding.
I'm Commander Philip Harper. I'm the commanding officer of HMS Stirling Castle.
And could you tell us a little bit more about the ship? I'm just looking at it now and it is magnificent. What does it mean to you to be the captain?
So it's an enormous privilege to command any warship. This is my 10th command, so I'm beginning to get the hang of what I'm doing now. Stirling Castle, you'll see that she's still painted blue and white. The ship was taken up from trade. She belonged to a company called Ireland Offshore, who ran her in the North Sea for 10 years, Norwegian crew. M&D bought her in 2022, initially operated by the Royal Fleet Auxiliary for 2 years. She is a mine-hunting mothership, so we embark vehicles, surface vehicles, underwater vehicles that are designed to go and find the mines. A game changer in the way we hunt mines. Previously, you put a mine hunter with 50 people on board in the minefield, with all the obvious dangers that brings. Being able to do it from outside the minefield with uncrewed vehicles both reduces danger and makes it faster.
How common is it for the military to purchase a ship like this one from elsewhere, from another country?
So the last time the Royal Navy did it was in 1982. It's not common at all. It's also been a bit of an interesting journey for my ship's company, who many of them joined from mine hunters that were built in the 1980s to naval standards. They come here. Everything's different, often different in a very good way, but there's lots to learn.
Could you give us an example of what is different?
So one I point out to people all the time is you go into the galley in a Royal Navy ship, you want to go and get the salt and pepper, you have to go down a couple of decks, through some hatches, go and get it, come all the way back up again. Here, the dry stores are right behind the galley. You reach in, pull it out, and the freezers both are off there. It's just so beautifully laid out, so well thought out.
Could you tell us a little bit more about what is happening this evening?
So we are hosting a reception for about 50 people, but we'll take the opportunity during that reception to sign the Memorandum of Understanding that is the affiliation between Gibraltar and Stirling Castle. The first time a Royal Navy ship has been affiliated with Gibraltar.
And how does that impact things moving forward?
From our point of view, I hope it means we get back here very much more often. That would be absolutely lovely. It's really designed to make sure that there's a formal link between a ship of the Royal Navy and a place. We have civic affiliations in the UK for many years, and carrying this forward with Gibraltar is an absolute godsend to us. I've been here many times. I've lived and worked here. I commanded a ship running out of Gibraltar, and I absolutely love the place. I'm not the only sailor in the Royal Navy who can say that.
And what's your favourite thing about being in Gibraltar?
Well, that's a really good question. I'm getting on the med steps first thing the day after tomorrow, hopefully before it gets too light, and definitely before it gets too warm. I'm just a big fan of the terrain, I guess, and the people.
It is a workout, the med steps.
Yeah, it's good for me.
Oh, wow. He sounds so lovely. And I do like what he was saying about the layout of the ship being a lot easier for them. Because as someone who has been on a good few ships in their time with BFBS, they are like a maze. And you've got to go through various doors, up and down ladders. And I'll tell you something, Jacob. First ship I went on, I was wearing a dress. Terrible, terrible choice. Especially going up and down all of them ladders.
See, I don't think I would have that problem, but I can understand why it probably wasn't the best idea. But it still was a bit of a maze, to be honest. But I imagine it wasn't as much of a maze as some of the other ships out there. But I was lucky enough to get a tour of the whole thing, and it's quite bougie. It's like I've been on like cruises and stuff before. But not a proper Navy ship, obviously. But it kind of had elements of what you'd expect to have on a family cruise or something like that. Like an example was some of the artwork on the walls. I felt like I was in a posh hotel. And the artwork, turns out, was there before the Navy bought it. There was two gyms on board as well, so personnel can stay fit when they're at sea. But this is the best bit, right? Do you know what there was on board? I couldn't quite believe that there was one of these things. Have a guess as to what was on board.
Oh, I don't know. Is it a barber's?
No.
Oh, that would be a good guess, though. Oh, I don't know.
There's a sauna.
What?
Yeah, there's an actual sauna on board. Again, it was there from before the Navy brought it. So personnel, they're living it up.
Oh my
god, sure they all enjoyed
me.
The sauna.
HMS Stirling Castle, it sounds like it's the place to be. It's like you were saying, yeah. I was when you were saying about the fact that it seems a little bit like a cruise, and that I'm pretty sure that's probably not what they had in mind. On, you know, describing it as bougie, it's like, I'm sure that's exactly how the Navy wants to describe one of their ships, bougie. However, the sauna comment, yeah, bougie indeed.
It is, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, that is crazy. Back to business though, really.
So, you're lost for words after the sauna, aren't you?
I really am. So Jacob, this is your first attachment with mm-hmm. BFBS. How are you finding it, this like overseas life?
It's a bit different from being in the UK, isn't it? It's very exciting. I feel like I'm on holiday, which I don't know if I should be saying, but I do. It's great. It's a big change, but in the best possible way. I've learned so much so quickly. Like, my brain is a bit frazzled from just the amount of information I've taken on board, but I wouldn't change it. I'm living my best life, I think, at the moment, and get to do some very cool things, like go on Navy ships that have saunas.
Taken on board, pardon the pun, I like it.
Thank you.
But as someone who is like an overseas veteran for BFBS now, would you like a little bit of advice?
Go on.
Okay, so first things first, we've already established this. Do not call a ship a boat, they'll get very upset.
Yeah.
Second of all...
And don't wear a dress.
Don't wear a dress on ships either. My third piece of advice, from the sounds of things, you got on quite well with Commander Phil Harper that we just heard from, which is really, really good. Because I had three consecutive terribly embarrassing moments with the Commodore in Bahrain. It was a nightmare. The first time I met him, I called HMS Lancaster a boat and not a ship, so he showered at me. Then the second time, I didn't realise or didn't click that he was the Commodore. Unfortunately, at this point, I was still fairly new to working with the Navy. I didn't know what any of the rank slides meant. And I was basically saying to my friend who was talking to the Commodore, I basically came running up to her and I said, gosh, I'm so sweaty. My legs are so wet. I feel like I've wet myself. Then the third time I met him, I was in Christmas pyjamas. Because I'd just finished my live broadcast on Christmas Day on Ops Breakfast, and I said I was doing a Christmas pyjama party, and I did, and I came out dressed as a reindeer, and he saw me in my pyjamas, and he probably thought, wow, she doesn't work very hard.
Oh no, that is brilliant. For me, like listening to that, for you, I'm not sure how brilliant it was at the time. Do you know what though? And I don't think what I'm about to tell you is quite as bad as any of your situations. But I did get told when I was on board by somebody quite senior here in Gibraltar. They said to me, "Oh, you look really, really smart, young man," because I was in a suit and everything on board. But you could do with a haircut. That's what. So next time I see them, I'm going to say, what haircut should I get? But
short back and sides.
Well, I'd like to think I'm really proud of my trip at the moment. I think it's looking fire, but obviously they disagreed. So that was that.
Well, on that note, I'll let you get off to the barbers. Jacob, thank you so much for joining us on today's very first episode of Daily Dates. I hope you enjoyed it. So what else is going on in BFBS? Well, would you like to make the World Cup a little bit more interesting? Well, you could join our BFBS Fantasy Football League. It's just for fun, you know, there's no prize up for grabs. However, bragging rights are on the line, and let's face it, that's a prize that money just can't buy. So you may as well land yourself on cloud nine. What more needs to be said? So what are you waiting for? bfbs.com/fantasyfootball. That is bfbs.com/fantasyfootball. Well, thank you so much for joining us for today's very first episode of Daily Dits, and we'll see you tomorrow. BFBS.